5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, it's January the 5th. It's show 892. Welcome to 2022. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello, happy new year.
Happy new year. Wow. It seems so long since we've been together in the snug.
Yep. Indeed it does.
And yet, it's only 3 weeks.
That's a long time in show business, mate, you know.
I suppose, yeah. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Indeed they do. God, I'm just trying to send myself an email, but it's not working. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's working.
Are you distracted so early in the show?
No, well, I have something to talk about, but there's like a very short accompanying clip to play.
Okay.
Oh, we're bringing back this week's silence.
Fantastic. That was this week's silence.
New feature for 2022.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So you were doing a clip because you wanted to talk about something?
Well, when it's my turn to talk, then I'll play it.
But it's usually you first.
All right, okay. let me just see if I can. It's a visual clip. So this is why the people that join us on
the Zoom.
There you
go, listeners.
Yeah, but this is exclusive content. This is the reason to join. Surely.
I always feel like I need to do one of those explanations for the blind tracks.
Right.
Okay. When you do something like this.
I don't know whether this will.
And now we're seeing a video behind Lee.
Oh, it's not the best video. Okay, but you can see this video of this 50-odd-year-old.
Gentleman dancing.
Gentleman dancing. Yes, gentleman dancing. A respectable sales manager from a caravan park. Very, very good job. Lots of responsibility. This is what happens on New Year's Eve when you have an edible.
Well.
And he was drinking cider. The cider, there were pint bottles of cider, actually over a pint bottle. No, it must have been a pint bottle of cider at 8.1%.
And we all know that you shouldn't do alcohol with an edible.
You shouldn't drink alcohol with an edible. When you do, this is what happens. This is what it makes you do.
Okay.
So, yeah, for those of you that that listen to the podcast, you've missed a treat there. That's a rare treat. So
it was a middle-aged man dancing. I'm sure if you go to TikTok, there'll be hundreds of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this was on New Year's Eve in Dave and Vic's house. And this is Dave and Vic's boss, or Dave, that's his Dave's boss. So he invited his boss round.
Where did he get an edible from?
How many did I get?
To get rid of them.
There was four in that pack originally, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I've still got two. I've only had one. But I talked to him about it. We went out to Chester a week or so before Christmas. And this guy's done probably more drugs than tea in his time. He's done everything.
Wow. I don't believe that, but wow.
Every conceivable drug you can think of. So when I said, well, you know, I've got these edible things. Oh, New Year's Eve. Yeah, I'll have one. All right, okay. They said, yeah, bring one for Jamie. Oh, it'll be funny. So I did. I didn't tell him not to drink alcohol because that would have been
funny.
Did
you not even say have half?
No. I didn't have
a
chance. I just got the packet out and I took one out of the packet, gave it to him, and he unwrapped it. He's like, Okay, mate. Did you not read the health warning on the back, or do you want me to run through some steps of what can happen, side effects and stuff? Gone. So yeah, he'd already had pints and pints of really strong cider. 8.1%. That's crazy. Wow. That is crazy.
Strong cider.
Double the strength of normal pints that I would drink in a pub. I mean, he's a big guy anyway. Likes his drink. And yeah, I think he enjoyed it. However, he did leave the party.
On a unicorn?
He saw in the new year. That's fine, because he came to the party with his wife and his two small children, who were 3 and 7. Funny names, but, you know, there we go. That's what they were christened. And it must have been about possibly 1 o'clock. He went home, left his wife, had his two small children. She had a buggy, and she had to walk 2 miles home at 2 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I bet he was in trouble.
By all accounts, he was in bed all day New Year's Day.
Right. Did he need to buy a doghouse?
So I've not spoken to him yet, but Dave said, oh, God, yeah, he was in bed all day. He was bad. So
that was the cider.
It was definitely the cider, but I think it definitely made him sleepy as well. It was...
Yeah. I've never seen anyone get sleepy on them before. Oh, hang on a minute.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, I think there's an episode of a quiz that could be viewed.
We went to see my brother on, what day was it? Was it before Christmas or after Christmas? Could have been after Christmas. I can't remember. 28th, 29th, maybe. I can't remember.
After Christmas.
Yeah, and we'd had a good day. We got there, we took the dogs out, we came back, we had a drink, we played some party games, and they were just flicking through the TV, and then the YouTube logo came up and said, oh, I've got something great for you to watch on YouTube. So we literally sat there and watched that video. That in its entirety, the whole quiz.
Oh, 46 minutes of it.
Every single minute of it. And
okay.
I have not heard my brother laugh as much in in his life.
Right.
Because, I mean, he has dabbled in drugs in the past, slightly harder drugs than edibles. But he was just literally, he was proper belly laughing. And Nettie hadn't seen the video either. And so she had tears in her eyes. It was brilliant. And I hadn't watched it in its entirety until I was with them. So I probably watched the first 15, 20 minutes. It was like, yeah, it's all right. But I'd had a drink when we were watching it, and I can just see me descending into unconsciousness.
Do you know my favourite line?
Go on.
It's a question about a Christmas carol, and you go, Die Hard, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, don't know why. I don't know how, but there we go. Yeah, so it was quite good. So that kind of, at the end of that video, it was time for us to go home. We'd had enough to drink, and that was the perfect way to round out the night. And Nomi was there as well. She was like, why are you like that, Dad? So I had to actually explain to her what I'd done.
I'm just really sleepy, love.
So you'd had drugs. Where'd you get them from? Well.
Oh, she's going to be coming up to me going, can I have some of them?
So, and it was, I've still got them. When we went to Dave and Vic's on New Year's Eve, I took a backpack with my beer in and my whiskey and my edibles in a little pouch at the front. And when we got back, I'd taken the whiskey or the remainder of the whiskey and anything else out of the bag. And I just threw the bag in the conservatory and the zip was open. And like the Roxy,
dog
the dog,
comes in going.
Just comes in dragging my bag. And I thought, Roxy. And then I thought, Roxy, no, step away from the drugs. So she's now a drug dog for all the wrong reasons. She doesn't like hunt them out and warn you of them. She went, edibles.
Yeah.
Woof, woof.
That's a proper Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So
I wonder what the dog version of a unicorn is.
There we go. So that was...
That would explain why that episode is our most watched episode of the quiz.
Yeah. How many views have we had? 5, 6?
20-odd.
20-odd?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa. It's my proudest moment. It's my biggest achievement. I'm nearly 50, you know. My biggest achievement in 50-odd years. I've taken drugs. Look at me. Weirdo. Oh, God. But yeah, I thought what was actually funny, he was the, like, how the hell does Tamara operate on taking these drugs all day, every day?
I don't know, because I couldn't.
No, absolutely not. There we go.
Spect.
So how's your Christmas been then? What have you been up to? Exciting stuff?
Not particularly. It was, we had people round. My mum and dad came here for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So they stayed a couple of days with Josh. That sentence didn't scan properly. They came with Josh to my house.
Right.
They didn't stay at Josh's house.
Okay.
That would have been a shocker for them.
Hmm.
So yeah, we just did sort of staying in-y type stuff and we had people round Christmas Eve.
You play games and stuff?
There were some games. In fact, on New Year's Eve...
Snugopoly.
We played Snugopoly.
Hey, saw
actually
that.
Actually opened it after 15 years.
Wow.
And we played... we played it, and it was really weird looking at some of the stuff.
I'm sure.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever now.
Yeah.
Or is irrelevant, like Live 365.
Gadget a Go-Go.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Gold
Bordello.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good.
Awesome.
Cindy Boulevard.
Yeah, we used to have somebody who listened years ago called Cindy, didn't we?
Yeah. In fact, the three ladies at the time were the green ones. They were the green squares.
Yeah.
So, and Snug Towers is Mayfair.
Called Ovs. Yeah.
So, I can't remember what the other one was. Radio God... something or other. Can't remember. Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
And so who won Snugopoly?
In the end, we kind of just petered out playing.
Oh.
Because it was like, well, it's only another half an hour to midnight. And Megan was, she'd had a couple, she was a couple of drinks in. And she was a bit like, oh, yeah. So she gave all her stuff to Reese.
Oh.
And that was like, hang on a minute. So her and Reese played as a single entity from then
right.
on. So then me and Nikki played as a single entity for then on. And then all of a sudden it was midnight and we're kind of like, shall we just say I won and we'll put it away?
So you won then?
To all on a technicality.
To all intents and purposes, yeah.
Yes, yeah. It was my game,
your
so
game.
I should have.
Yeah. Your game, your house, my rules.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So.
Anything else exciting happen over New Year?
No.
Good. All right. Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, we had our Christmas special the first week you were off, which was the 2015 edited director's cut of the 5 2015 Christmas specials all done into one special.
Okay. And how did that go down?
It was good because now I definitely know that at least two people have listened to it after all that hard work we put in.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah. Whereas they hadn't previously.
Super. Oh, that's great.
So
that's a great result.
Yeah.
Numbers are going up. You know, I reckon another 10 years, we're going to hit double figures.
Very possibly.
Yeah.
More on that later. But so last week we did our hodgepodge of people that had died in 2021.
Have I told you who I think is going to die in 2022?
Oh, go on.
The one on my list, and I'm sad to say, on my list, it's not Paul O'Grady. It's not.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going.
No. I honestly think in 2022, it's going to be Phil Collins. I think we're going to lose Phil Collins this year.
Right. Okay.
He's looking frail. He's looking poorly.
Yeah, he does look.
Yeah, funny. I think I'm not sure whether he's long for this world. You know, I hope
he's
wrong,
isn't he?
I know, but I hope I'm wrong for all the people that have bought tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, he's my 2022. When it happens, I'm going to be Paul Phil. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, poor Phil. I was right.
Mixture of excitement and yes.
Yeah.
Nostradamus.
Tamara's picking Elton John from Deadpool.
No.
I don't think he looks any older now than he did 5 years ago,
no,
10 years
not,
ago.
Not Elton John. Oh, no. No.
He'll be draining the youth from Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
To keep himself
yeah.
alive for a little bit.
Hey, they did very well for Christmas, didn't they? Christmas number one.
Was it Christmas number one?
Yeah. Well, it was a sausage song.
I heard Lad Baby had got to.
Yeah,
with
Elton John and Ed Sheeran. That was what was really clever about that track, that Lad Baby had a single and it was a rework of the Elton John and Ed Sheeran song with the occasional sausage roll in it. You don't hear it?
I didn't hear it, no.
Oh, mate, I think that's a stroke of genius. Elton John, you know, this was actually the fourth year that Lad Baby had got to number one for Christmas.
Yeah, I know, right?
Leading up to Christmas, it was just Elton John and Ed Sheeran. And I think Elton John and Ed Sheeran got their heads together and thought, I reckon if we try and get the number one, I think Lad Baby's going to do it. Why don't we do a collab?
Yeah.
And we'll use their song or we'll use our song, invite them in and have some sausage roll references. It's brilliant.
Right.
It's great. It's really, really good. The video.